Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Terry Boyd's World.
So this Boeing Starliner, it has really piqued my interest. Maybe it is because of aliens and my belief in space. Maybe it is because of Boeing's problems all year long.
Yeah, my interest is more of humanity and caring about my fellow human. There are astronauts stuck up at the space station. How long were they supposed? How long was this journey?
9 days was the original.
And they've been up there now for what?
3 months. They won't be coming home, even a sniff of coming home, till February 2025.
Ugh.
Not even a sniff. Now, you got to remember, the Starliner is in one of the docking bays. I don't know if it's like a trucking facility where they have multiple docking bays, lots of rockets can come in and park, or there's only one. I don't know.
Get a hot stack of pancakes and a cup of coffee keep going.
Right, maybe a shower. So this thing has been deemed unworthy to bring humans back to Earth. The biggest problem and concern they have is the thruster rockets on the Starliner are not working properly, and if they were to try to enter Earth's atmosphere, it would just burn up.
Right.
Which would be an awful death, right? So they've deemed, NASA says, you're not flying home in this thing. So over the weekend, this thing is docked to the space station, right?
Yeah. They're stuck up there.
They start hearing what sounds like a sonar ping, like in a submarine, like the boom. You know,
just a bunch of weird noises.
We're coming out of the Starliner, and nobody seems to know what it is. And I'm thinking to myself.
So they called NASA, and they were like, "Hey, I'm hearing weird noises. Right. Can you tell us what it is?" And NASA said,
"I don't know. It's not a submarine. I don't know why it would have sonar on it, right?" And so nobody wants to go inside of it because they're freaked out by what's going on in there. And I'm thinking to myself, what if this thing was like booby-trapped? Like,
it's space ghosts.
What if this thing's like ready to detonate or something? I don't know. All I know is it seems very odd and they can't put a finger. Boeing can't figure out what it is. NASA can't figure out. The astronauts that are up there don't want to go inside.
So there's just a bunch of strange noises and no one knows what's going on as astronauts are stuck in outer space.
Right.
I mean, knowing Boeing's luck, they parked this thing on the one ancient Indian burial ground in outer space.
Is there such a thing? I had no idea.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.